It's time for the Cardinal Conversation, live from Hubs Pub in Bon Terre on J98 The Boot. It's our monthly meeting with the Cardinal coaches and athletes to talk about Mineral Area College athletics.
Great feet by Jones that time, and great hands as she slapped it away. Max on the run, winner has it. Right side layup, got it! Haley Winner's got 4 points, and it was all started by great defense by Kenzie Jones.
It's another exciting year for Mineral Area College Athletics with the volleyball, basketball, softball, baseball, and golf teams all competing for championships.
2-2. This one is going to be lined into center field. Backing up into center fielder Lewis over his head. And this one is going to hop up against the wall. Doesn't go over the wall as it's to the deepest part of the park. One run comes around and score. 2 runs come around and score. And heading stand up into third with a triple is Grant Dix.
Listen to play-by-play of Cardinal Athletics on AM 800 KREI and J98 The Boot throughout every season.
Mineral Area on an 8-1 push. And now a ball tapped away. Trent's got it. Trent pushing it the other way. It's a 4-on-3. Right side layup. Yes, sir! Lamar Morgan with the assist from Trent. Here come the Cardinals!
It's time now to head to the pub with Chad Speaker, Mineral Area College Athletic Director Mike Overman, and Hub himself, Brandon Hubbard.
64-62 with 4.2 seconds in to Harvey. 3-2-1. Harvey, floater, and it's tied! Yes! And it's tied at 64! We're going to overtime, boys and girls!
Well, Hubs Pub is the location tonight in Bon Terre, and thanks so much for joining us, folks. It's our first edition of the Cardinal Conversation for this fall 2016 season. I'm Chad Speaker, Mike Overman, Athletic Director at Mineral Area College, joining us on this first segment, and Brandon Hubbard as well. You've got Brandon Hubbard, you've got Hub, you've got Mayor now. What's your favorite name that people call you right now?
We'll just stick with Hub.
Stick with Hub. What did your parents call you when you were in trouble?
Oh, they'd call me by my first name.
We're going to talk about Hubs Pub and all the great stuff that you can come and enjoy here. 9 years, Brandon, you've been here, is that right?
9 years, Chad. Yeah, that's correct.
Now, I told you before you came on the air, but I would talk to your uncle before the show. You kind of shook your head a little bit. You said, uh-oh, what's he tell you? He said that you kind of always wanted to do the bar restaurant thing for a long time.
It's been something I wanted to do when I was younger, and I just kind of worked out, and I'm very blessed to be able to do it, and all the great customers that come in and get to meet new people all the time. It's fun.
I love the design of the place. You come in, you got parking, ample parking, which is so important. But you come in, you turn left, you can go to the bar. You turn right, you can go to the restaurant. You turn left right before you can come in, you can go play volleyball. I think it's a cool design. Did you design it? Who designed it?
It was kind of laid out like this already. We just kind of added something different every year to the place. And between me and my brother and my dad kind of laid it all out and kind of just added something different every year. We try to keep it family friendly, so that's why it's kind of broke up with the bar. Just kind of worked out that way.
Well, from your burgers to your specials, I love your pulled pork barbecue pizza, but I've always wanted to ask you what your favorite thing is here so I could try it.
I like a lot of stuff. I eat here a lot, so steak sandwiches is always a go-to for me. Our burgers are great. Our wings are great. I mean, of course, you know, I'm going to say everything's
Mike,
great.
Mike, you knew he was going to say everything, didn't you?
I've yet to have a bad meal over here, if that means anything. I'm a big fan of the Philly. The Philly's my favorite on the menu.
That's your go-to?
Love their pizza, too.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I've never had a bad meal over here. I love it.
Always got a special going, too, right, Hub?
We always have a special. We do something on Mondays. We do a little pasta night, and kids eat free on Mondays, 10 and under with a paying adult. We do Tuesdays, our seafood night. We changed it up a little bit with the crab being so expensive, and we want to stress to people, we do have crab legs still. We just do it by the pound right now for 1 pound and 2 pounds. We sell it by that. And we threw in an all-you-can-eat catfish on Tuesdays to kind of offset something, to give somebody another option.
That's cool. And you've got entertainment. You got a lot of entertainment, in fact, here.
Yeah, we have entertainment every Saturday night as far as live bands go. And we've been doing that the whole 9 years we've been here. Every Saturday we have a band, and we try to get cover bands every Saturday that music people like and they know. And we also try to throw in a Nashville up-and-comer or a Nashville that's wrote several nice songs, like Daryl Singletary, Trent Tomlinson, some of the guys we've had in the past, and John Conley, we had him here once as well, Mark Wills. So we've had some pretty good names here, and we try to throw that in once or twice a year just to give the community something different.
Who's coming in this Saturday?
This Saturday, we have Boogie Child. This Saturday, they're a really good cover band out of St. Louis. And most people, they've been playing here for several years, so most people know what they bring. And it's always a fun crowd. But something we got I wanted to touch base on is this Friday night, something new. We're getting a band out of Springfield. It's a 90s band, and they're a really good cover band down in Springfield, Missouri. And we just kind of lucked out on them. They were coming into town for a wedding for somebody I know's wedding on Saturday, and they needed a place to play, and they were supposed to play in St. Louis, and it got a bar shut down, so we ended up getting them for a really good price, and it's going to be fun. So we decided to throw a 90s party, and they're supposed to be really good. They get a big price that I wasn't willing to pay if they would have been coming
so
on a normal
you got
time.
It, yeah,
so,
yeah, it worked out.
We got them for cheap, and it's going to be fun.
That's great. I like the fact that you've got stuff for adults. You've got the bar and the drinks and some of the entertainment, but really family-friendly, too.
Yeah, very family-friendly. We do non-smoking in the back room here where we're at now, and in the back dining room where we seat the most people there. We have smoke-free dining every night, so there's always kids here. Anybody that's ate here before, they can see kids running around all the time. So we always, a lot of my friends now have kids, and it's really neat to see them come in, and I get to see them a lot more often coming in somewhere like this.
I talk to you a little bit more than I used to because I call you because you're the mayor now, too. How's the mayor in going? Is
it's
that going good?
Yeah, it's going good. We're progressing and moving forward over here and trying to get some things done, and I think the community's seen a lot of that, and I think we're going to keep moving forward, and some good things are going to happen in the near future.
That's cool. It's okay if we talk a little city since you're the mayor.
Yeah.
I know you recently hired a superintendent of public works, so that's good news for Bonterre.
Yeah, we did. Sean Kay is going to be taking over starting Monday, and it's going to be really big for our public works department, and I think they were already doing a great job. But Sean's going to be a really asset over there to those guys, and I think they're going to be glad to have him, and we'll have a lot of things going on.
Boy, did you guys, I think, kind of luck out when you had to move on from the past city manager and Jim Eaton. I think he was the original city manager here really early on.
Back in like 62, I want to say.
And he's doing that on an interim.
He's doing it on an interim basis, and he's helping us out, and he's done a tremendous job and really helped us out a ton by stepping up and really helping the community out and getting some things done and going in the right direction. He's done a great job.
That's cool. I know you've always been a big supporter of Mineral Area College athletics. Why has that been important to you?
Yeah, I played there back in 98 to 2000, played 2 years of baseball out there, and my brother followed up and played there 2 years as well. And it's just kind of been close to me as far as my uncle Roland played there, and just kind of a family thing on down the line. And it's just I've always been into baseball after coaching for so many years after I played at Mac, and coached a lot of summer leagues and stuff throughout the years, and coached a lot of these guys around here now, around the community. It's been really fun, and baseball is dear to my heart, so I just enjoy being a part of the Mac community as well. And I ref a lot of the games out there, and it's just fun.
That's a good match then. You've got the athletic director, Mike Overman, who coached baseball out there too.
So. He did, yeah. Yes. I got to help out over the last few years, and I still do, but I don't get to make it out there as much as I would like. But every now and again, I'm fortunate for Blake and Mike and them guys always let me come out and show up when I want, and it's kind of not when I want, but when I have time. But I would love to be out there full time, but it's too much going on right now. Maybe one of these days things slow down, I might be able to be there a little bit more.
Brandon's a busy man, and we definitely appreciate not only everything he does with the partnership with J98 and allowing us to have the Cardinal conversation over here, but also helping out on the baseball staff. And I think Mineral Area College is very important to him, and we love having him around. He's a great man in the community, and has done a lot for the college, and we're very excited to be able to continue the Cardinal conversation. And
perfect spot, isn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And this patio is fantastic. And if folks haven't been out here in a while, they've got some outdoor seating now. It's just they've done so much to this place over the 9 years since Brandon's had it. And it's a neat atmosphere. It really is.
And I'm looking forward to supper after the show. I got to
admit.
I mean, we'll get through this stuff, but the important stuff is yet to come. Great to have the volleyball team out here tonight, Brandon.
Definitely, they've started off really well, from what I hear, and they're having a great season. It sounds like so. It's great to have them out tonight. Looks like they got a great group, and they got some great coaching. I know that.
Okay, great host and Brandon Hubbard. Let's move on now, and we'll kind of talk about what's going on this past week and this week with Athletic Director Mike Overman now. And Mike, it's been a great start, as Hub talked about it there, and then we'll let the coaches get more into that. But the volleyball team started off really on a tear.
Yeah, they got off to a great start, and we're looking forward to seeing how they finish up the season. They've got some big matches coming up. They've got Jeffco next week. which you guys, you said you'll cover.
Correct? Yeah, we're going to have the Tuesday match on AM 1400 KJEF, which I know at nighttime people can't get down here, but we'll have softball on KREI. We'll have a football show on J98 Tuesday. And then we're going to have the JEFCO and MAC volleyball match on AM 1400 so people can listen online at MIMOinfo.com or use that TuneIn app and they can listen to AM 1400.
And we're really looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to the Volleyball Spike Fest that will be hosted by Mineral Area College. That's the St. Francis County Rotary Club puts on. And that's this weekend, that Saturday. So they've got SWIC this Saturday in the nightcap of that. And then, like you said, we'll go into next week into Tuesday and a big region and conference match against JEFCO. So.
Yep. Let's talk about some of the other sports before we really focus on volleyball with the coaches and the players and the baseball and softball teams. Another official schedule is in the spring, but this is an important time, probably for team chemistry to gel, for the coaches to know, hey, exactly what these players have coming in their first year.
Absolutely. It's a busy time right now over at Mineral Area College. All of our sports are either practicing or competing. But, yeah, like you said, baseball and softball are currently playing. Our golf team is playing as well. They're idle this week. But and I think their next event is down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, like Henderson State event. But, yeah, like you said, our baseball and softball teams are in action. Our baseball team will travel to Springfield, Missouri on Saturday to participate in the Region 16 Showcase, which is really a neat deal. I think a vast majority of the Region 16 baseball schools will be there, and they'll kind of have a controlled scrimmage with sophomores, and it's a great opportunity for four-year schools to come out and do some recruiting. I know they're really looking forward to that. They've been to Springfield a couple times, playing at a place called U.S. Park. It's actually in Ozark. It's a really nice facility. They just redid it, and I know they're really looking forward to getting down there on Saturday. And then our softball team will go to Central Methodist on Friday. And then on Sunday, they're going to participate in their alumni game, which will be at home over at the Farmington Sports Complex at 1 o'clock. So, yeah, it's a busy time of year. And like you said, baseball and softball, it's an important time of year for them to kind of evaluate and figure out what they need to improve on and what they need to focus on leading into the spring.
You know, we've talked a lot about the success of the programs in our Cardinal Conversation on KREI on Saturday mornings. But you mentioned something right there in the showcase, in the exposure. I mean, that's really part of the job of Mineral Area College, too, is to get the student-athletes in, get them a good education. But yeah, give them exposure so they can move on to the next level.
Absolutely, and that's definitely a primary focus of our coaches, and rightly so. I mean, these kids are going to move on. 95% of them, probably to 100% of them, are going to move on and seek that four-year degree and maybe continue their education on further. And it's always nice if they've got an opportunity to continue their playing careers after they leave Mineral Area College. And a vast majority of the student athletes that leave MAC do have an opportunity to play somewhere. Now, whether they all decide to take that opportunity is kind of hit or miss, but a vast majority of them have an opportunity. I mean, a lot of them do continue on and have great college careers after they leave MAC.
As a baseball coach the past few years, what are your goals? I mean, wins and losses are great in the fall, but what are your goals in the fall in baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I think every coach has a little bit different philosophy with kind of how they set their fall season up. But I know, speaking from past experiences with the baseball program, we were always trying to really get into development in the fall. We'd really let them play for a while and then kind of figure out what each individual needed to work on. And I think that's an important part of this level of college sports is the development of the student athlete. And not only do they have a great opportunity to jump right in and play right away as a freshman or a sophomore, but also have an opportunity to develop. So I think that development's definitely an important part of what we try to do.
We're going to focus on volleyball tonight. Mm-hmm. But since you were part of the staff that recruited this latest baseball class, how do you like the class?
I like them. I haven't gotten a chance to get down there quite as much as I'd like to, but I have seen them play a couple times, and they're very athletic. And I think that's always the key going in is you're trying to build more athleticism each and every year. So I think in that regard, I think they're pretty pleased with things. They're young. It's going to take a while for them probably to gel, but I know talking to Coach Jones, and I hate to speak for him, but I know here recently that they felt really well about the way they played. They played at Columbia College on Tuesday and came away with a couple wins and played really well. So I think a lot of it's just going to be a matter of them getting their feet underneath them a little bit and going from there. But I think the pitching is going to have – they're going to have a really nice pitching staff, and they returned some nice arms, and they brought in some nice arms. And then I think they're really excited about their defense, and specifically their defense up the middle.
Good. I always think that's important up the middle.
It is.
You get your catcher. I mean, pitching obviously stands out, but right. You know, your catcher, your shortstop, and center field, to me, if you can build from there out.
Yep, that's the old saying goes, is if you can build strong up the middle, you've always got a chance. So I think they're really excited about the defense up the middle. So
you know, in the past few years as the golf team, I know getting some work in too here in the fall, in the past few years it's always been, well, the golf team can go to nationals really any time they want because they're the only one in their region.
Right.
But the thought has always been, hey, you know, we're going to see if we can be a factor at the national level before we send the team.
Right.
Well, the team's gone the last few years, and they've been a factor.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because it's actually going to change, and we're still kind of getting some of the details on that, but we will no longer be the only Division II men's golf program in the state of Missouri. North Central up in Trenton is starting men's golf at the Division II level. So what will happen is now we're going to go to a district with Illinois, and then we'll move on from there based on how we perform at that district. So, but, yeah, like you said, in the past, it was kind of like Coach Huff put certain – markers in place in terms of achievement and what they were trying to get towards, and he wasn't just going to take them just for the sake of taking them, even though he could.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Coach Huff just does an outstanding job with our golf team, and I got a chance to go out and watch them. I guess it was the day last week, and I was really impressed, especially the kind of kids he's got. I mean, just unbelievable kids, character kids. You know, they was I clicking too loud?
You're a pen clicker, aren't you?
I am. I'm always fidgeting with something. Now what am I supposed to do?
Chelsea Pelley was like a mom over here. Hey, give it here.
So, but yeah, like I was saying, Coach Huff just does a tremendous job, and you can really see just how well he coaches these players, and not only into good golfers, but into great people, and how well behaved they are, and how respectful they are for the game, and just.
Specifics and the itinerary haven't been firmed up, but I think that they are now, right?
Yeah, we're getting really close. A rough draft, kind of what we want to do here. And
let's say Midnight Madness is coming up October
12th,
and we'll be there to broadcast at Midnight Madness. We're going to make it a night of MAC athletics on KREI as well, and there's a lot of fun stuff going to be happening.
Yeah, absolutely. What we'll do actually to kick off Midnight Madness is we'll have a tailgate party out in front of the field house. Everyone in the community is welcome to come. It's a great opportunity to come and mingle and meet some of our student athletes on campus. Our student athletes will be out front there. There'll be free food, free drinks. And then followed by that starts at 5 o'clock on Wednesday, October the 12th. And then following that, 6:30 is a big match for our volleyball group. Like you said, you'll be out there broadcasting, and we're taking on West Plains, and it's always a great matchup whenever our MAC Lady Cardinals take on West Plains. And then after the volleyball game, we'll get going into some of the basketball stuff. First, Tia Probst will introduce the Redbird Revolution, which is our MAC dance team. So they're called the Redbird Revolution. And then she'll introduce the cheerleaders. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then she'll introduce the cheerleaders. They'll have some routines that they'll go through, and kind of it's a great way for us to introduce our dance team and our cheerleaders to the community. And after that, we'll have some different community type activities on the floor where student athletes or other members of the community can come down on the floor and participate in some competitions, win some prizes. And then, of course, after that, we'll introduce the men's and the women's basketball programs. They're going to do kind of like some drill type things. It'll be a little different than the scrimmages that we've had in the past. And then we'll have a half court shot for 3 credit hours of free tuition, which is always exciting for a lucky student that is drawn. We'll also do a VIP homecoming couch drawing where you can win a chance to sit courtside on a couch
like
for a homecoming basketball game. And then we'll do a three-point contest. men versus women, and then we'll do a slam dunk contest to finish things up. So
sounds
really
great.
Yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, sounds really fun.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll bring you back at the end. You can take a look forward at the what's coming up in this next week as well. And I was going to talk with the coaches also about Spike Fest, and that's a big deal too coming up Saturday.
Yeah, the Spike Fest. Like I mentioned it briefly earlier, but St. Francis County Rotary Club puts on this Spike Fest, and we host it at Mineral Area College, and this will be the second year for the Spike Fest, but we're really looking forward to it. It's a $5 admission, so if you want to come
over. For
a full day of volleyball. Starting at 1 o'clock, Arcadia Valley will take on North County. At 2:15, Bismarck will take on Herculaneum. At 3:30, Cape Notre Dame will take on St. Vincent. 4:45 Central take on Farmington, and then 6 o'clock, probably closer to 6:30, will be the nightcap, and our Lady Cardinals will take on Southwestern Illinois College. So it's a great event that'll be this Saturday. So that's coming up quick, a couple days away. So it's a great way. Come on out, watch some volleyball. It's for a great cause. The St. Francis County Rotary Club uses the funds from this and also the Rotary Shootout, our basketball event, to fund their scholarship program. And we're very excited to continue to host this at Mineral Area College, and very thankful for everything the St. Francis County Rotary Club does in the community.
And I know they're not ranked yet, but a chance to come and see one of the best volleyball teams in the country, too.
Absolutely.
How about that? Yeah.
It's a great opportunity. Like I said, come out, watch some volleyball, and then it should be a really good match that night against SWIC. And hopefully our Lady Cardinals can continue to build off what the way they've started the season off.
That's right. All right. Yeah. It's a Cardinal Conversation here at Hub's Pub, starting strong with Hub and Coach Mike Overman as well, the athletic director here. Coming up next, we'll have a chance to talk with the coaches, Tim Copeland, Chelsea Pulley, joining us after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Cardinal Conversation right here on J90A.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned. Own, locally operated for you.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're Hubs Pub tonight on J98 for your Cardinal Conversation. Our focus is Mineral Area College Volleyball. Great to have the coaches join us now, Chelsea Polite and Tim Copeland, the brain trust of this outfit that started off the season 12-0, a 14-0 start last year. What's the secret behind fast starts, Coach Copeland?
Well, I don't know if it's a secret or not. I guess it's athletic. The players coming in, working hard and being prepared, and then just trying to put your first foot forward and make good accomplishments the first few weeks and try to build off that.
So get good players. That's not a secret at all. Or either that or it's out now.
No, that's probably 90% of recruiting. If you can recruit the good players that come in and play, usually the coach is second, not that important.
I came out and watched one of your first practices this year. Not very many sophomores, mostly freshmen.
I love it.
But, man, it seemed like they were already gelling really early on, and I know that you were doing some things to help foster that, but the sophomores were welcoming the freshmen, were predicting that they would be really good, and it seemed like the freshmen were already getting comfortable.
Yeah, it's, early in the season is always different than midseason. You always have those highs and lows, and, we went through a low. We've also had highs, and it's just kind of a roller coaster. You want to make sure, hopefully, the end of the year is when you're on your high. And not on the end, in the middle, and then opposite way in the end. But there's leadership on this team. There's talent on the team. It's just a matter of putting it all together each time you go out and play. That's the hardest thing, is making sure they realize every game is important to get better for the next one. So it'll work out, I think, in the end, when we get where we need to be.
Talking about leadership and talent, when you watch them play, what do you really like about both of you? What do you really like about this team so far?
Oh.
I just like the high level of play that these girls are used to and that they crave. They don't like to go out and play these teams that we can beat, pretty handedly. They want the West Plains. They want the Jeffcos. And that's what's exciting for me, because I don't think that we've seen this team peak yet, and we're competing with top 25 teams in the country. And so the fact that they aren't afraid and they're not backing down from that, and that they look forward to the next time that we play those top teams, that's the most exciting thing for me, because, that's who you want playing for you at the end of the year.
They're hungry.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're in a good place. They're up top,
yeah.
Right?
They get fed.
Yeah, you bet. Is there competition, too, within the team? I mean, you have, enough really good high-level players that they're competing with each other to try to get on the court?
Yeah, pretty much. We have three players in each spot that are competing. And obviously, early in the season, it's a little more competition, because it kind of weeds itself out a little bit from, once you get a kind of a starting lineup, you don't move it around a whole bunch just because you're trying to get consistency and, be ready for each match. But we've probably had, 8 or 10 different lineups, in the last 4 weeks, just kind of change things around. One person's having a great night one night, next night not too good, so somebody gets an opportunity. So that creates competition. There's 4 or 5 spots that are pretty much, kind of where we know they're going to be. There's 2 spots probably that are still today, 15 games in, that we're moving things around a little bit or trying to adjust here and there and just see what we can do. We had a couple of girls that was hurt a little bit, and they're getting healthy again, and nothing major, but just enough aches and pains here and there, that a little growing problem, a little shoulder problem, just kind of getting a little rest to maybe get them back and see where they can be, from 2 weeks being out. So we're pretty healthy, though. Hopefully we're ready to go for, next time that we got to play.
During your 12-0 start, you dropped one set. One set.
Yeah.
That's dominating volleyball.
Yeah, that 12-0 run was the highs. It was kind of like you said, we were at the very beginning, everybody was getting along great. We was working hard, pushing each other. There was a lot of excitement. And it's like anything else, the honeymoon stage goes over after a while. They're living together. We had 3 weekends in a row we played, on the road. Gets a little tiring. They get a little, on top of each other, and gets a little stress. So it kind of catches up with you, and it kind of went that low after that. We lost a couple of good teams, though. West Plains, we lost their place up there by 2 and 2 or 3 games, and they're ranked 6th in the nation, and we had an opportunity to game point in the third to go 4, and we just didn't finish the deal. And Vincennes, we went to their tournament up there, their Division I, their top 25. We had game point twice in the 5th game of that one, so we should have probably won that one. They come to us October 8th, so that's another, circle on the calendar that we're looking at to have a little revenge back, because they want to play that team again. It's a good team, good talent. So it's been a little bit of a low, but I think we're ready to come back out and try to go forward from here.
Chelsea, you were talking about the fact that they want to play those great teams. Do you feel like you lost those 3 in a row, but do you feel like that's an opportunity for the team to get better? Do you think that was, when you were dominating people for so long, it was maybe hard to take that next step?
I do. I think, when you're at your highest and you're beating teams 10, 15 points every game, it's hard to look at, what did we do wrong? How do we get better? But when you're up against teams that are equally matched with us, it kind of points out some of those things that we need to touch on in practice and really, kind of polish later on. And so the fact that they can play those good teams, compete with those good teams, and then turn around and look and see how can we beat those good teams? How can we be better than them? And so that's why I think that they really analyze the way that they play and constantly want to get better. And it's not just in the games. It's in practice every day. I mean, we see kids that come in and they're barking at each other, hey, you need to get to that line, or you need to get to that ball, or you let that ball drop. So they have that, like you said, competitive knack that they're bettering each other every time they step on the floor.
So what did that reveal then? You know, not, I don't want to say weaknesses, but what maybe a slight deficiency. What did that reveal that you guys now are working on and feel like you can take that next step forward?
Well, energy is one. You know, whenever you're winning, you know, and you're on a roll, you kind of feel like that everything's coasting, and you get a little mode of just being too, not lazy, but just
comfortable.
Yeah, comfortable. Yeah. And you're kind of like, okay, well, it's hard to push because you're winning, so what do we need to push for? You know, and that's hard to get kids to understand that, okay, so you're winning, but this is not the game. You have to win, you know, and be preparing for that. So it's, you know, I think energy is probably the biggest thing that we look at. Every time we play, it's like this team's got talent, but the energy isn't always there. That heart, that drive, that just don't quit. But yet, they pull through and they find a way, but it makes me and her, you know, stressed out a little bit because we're like, what are we doing down by four to this team? And next thing you know, we're winning by eight. It's like, but don't, you know, from the very beginning game, you know, first point to 25th point, don't always play the same level. So, but it's hard because you schedule from last year to this year. We have teams this year we played that last year beat us, you know, and it's like this year 1-3. So it's like recruiting, we're talking about how important that is. I can't predict, and she can't predict the teams we played last year that were, this ought to be a really good game, and all of a sudden we win by 10 and he's three straight. So it's like, you know, I thought we'd have a few more teams a little harder the first 12, 15 games, but now the schedule's changing and we're going back to being pretty tough for the next, now the next 10, 7 or 8 of them pretty tough.
The way that you describe that, at this point in the season anyway, when it comes to postseason, it's win or go home, but at this point, kind of the way you describe that, would you rather see your team play its best game even in a loss, then not absolutely play well and win, yeah.
Because even the same thing with West Plains, you know, I think they all felt like we were right there and had opportunity. And it's tough to go down there 3.5 hours. You play in their crowd, it's tough. But you know, we lost by four in the first game, lost by two in the second game, lost by two in the third game, 26-24. It was opportunities we just missed. And I always tell them, you know, you can give away 5 points, but you can't give away 10 to good teams. That's who loses, whoever gives away more points. And we gave away 8 or 9 points each game. You know, if you give away 5, we only lost by 2, we win. You know, so the little details, if they can figure that out and understand that it's better to put a ball in play than hit it out of bounds, make the other team have to make a point. You know, don't give them a point. So the little details like that, it's just making the kids understand those are important. You know, if it's out of bounds and you play it, it was a point for free. But you made, now you have to get it back over and start over. So just little details, hopefully they'll figure out that's important.
A lot of different ways to win in volleyball. You can dominate in the hitting game. You can dominate in the serving game. You can have a relentless defense that never lets anything hit the floor. You can dominate in the blocking game. I've seen teams win because they're incredible passing teams. What do you guys, so to speak, hang your hat on?
Oh,
wait, they're looking at each other.
I think it's tough.
And maybe it's an all-around game too.
We have a very balanced, very well-rounded team, and you know, any deficiency we're looking to improve in the next day at practice or whatever, but I really like our front row. I mean, we can put a ball down when we need to. You know, we have our outsides that they constantly want the ball. They can put it where they need to. If we're yelling, line, 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 something's open, they're going to hit it. And I think that we also put up a pretty tough block. When our blocking game is on, it's hard to get through, and that makes our defense look really good. So I have to go with Coach. You know, it's a balanced team, and that's why we're so excited about it.
You've got to have the athleticism to get those things done. But, you know, the more I watch volleyball, Chelsea, the things that you're talking about require great on-court communication.
Right, and that's like the details that Coach was talking about. It's constant talking. Defense is talking to their hitters, letting them know what's open on the other side of the floor. They're letting them know what the block looks like so they can hit around it. They're not hitting into the block. Obviously, they're calling the ball when the ball's coming to them, serve-wise, defensively. You know, anytime they vacate a position defensively, they have to let the other person know to cover more of the court. So there's a lot more that goes into it than just don't let the ball hit the floor. So,
and that's communication during the point. And, Coach, I remember coming out to a practice, and I really enjoyed watching and listening to you. stop practice and you said, okay, we can communicate during a point, great, but after the point, talk to each other, because a hitter's going to say, hey, you know, I really like the ball here. Or a setter might say, hey, I'm going to communicate this way, or we're going to run things this way. So it's during and after.
Yeah, if after the play you're not telling the person behind you or in front of you or who set you what the problem was, why it was too far or why it was too close, or, you know, I didn't get that back corner shot, I'll get the next one. Well, the play's going to happen the same way again somewhere in the game, and the same out, you know, the same result's going to happen, which is not good if you don't fix it. So, you know, during the play, obviously, you're trying to talk and communicate who's going to get what. But after the play, if it drops or if there's a problem on our side, fix that while you have an opportunity so it doesn't happen again.
There you go.
And those are sometimes that, you know, 18-year-old kids just walk away because they're upset because it was a bad, you know, their bad pass or their bad serve. And instead of, you can't fix that. It's done and over with, good or bad. The next one, don't let it happen again, or make sure there's another good one coming. So it's little details, and like I said, we have talent, and we have the kids that can do all the details. It's just getting them all to buy in at the same time, in the same game at the same time.
You have to immediately move on from frustration and become constructive. That's hard to do sometimes, especially when, you know, you expect great play out of yourself, you know, not to be mad at yourself. You have to get the next point, right?
It's very tough for, you know, especially the coach. You see talent, and this is, I finished 10 years, my 11th year here, and, you know, she's been around now for 6 or 7, off and on with playing and back here. And it's like, you know, when you have a team that you feel like is pretty good. But yet you see little details that I am maybe barked too much, a little bit, and maybe negative, because I know that we're pretty good. And I also know that if we fix these 5 little things, you know, like when it's going out of bounds, somebody calls it, and it's a game point, now we just won, instead of having to be tied 24-24. Those little details will win you a game when you're down by 2 or up by 2 and you have to score. And if you make 2 mistakes because you didn't talk, now the game's tied 24 and you could have won at 25. And it's hard to get them to understand when they're not really ready for that yet. They want to play, and they want to play good teams, but it's the little bitty things that finish you a game when you're 1 point up, 23-24, if you want to finish, instead of hitting it out, or, you know, tell somebody what's open and tip it there instead of trying to make the play that you didn't have to make.
Student, I'm 11th year now. Have student athletes changed, or are they the same?
The same. Let's see. Change or same? I'd say there's some change.
Yeah.
I think there's you used to have more kids that was a little more come in prepared. And it kind of depends on where they've come from. You know, different high schools teach their kids different disciplines. You know, whether it be on or off the court, or how to train, how to work out. You know, some kids, once the season's over, they're teaching. I mean, they're done. They just go play and go to work and do whatever they think. And the kids that play year-round are, you know, obviously more disciplined and come in ready and more prepared. But the kid itself, I guess overall, they probably aren't as susceptible to criticism as much as maybe they used to be. You know, and you've got to change a little bit as coaches. You know, she was telling me too, you know, she does a really good job. Poe does the, she may bark at them, and I say bark, be aggressive and lecture them a little bit, but it's, I'm more negative. Like, you've got to get your head out of your, you know, whatever. She's like more of like, we can do this. So it works good, because if she's talking to them, they're probably going, whew, that wasn't the coach. But if I'm talking, they're like, oh, crap, I better hurry up work.
Good
so,
cop, bad cop,
yeah,
here's what we've tried.
We've had those already this year.
It seems like the sport of volleyball has taken a big leap forward in the past 10 years, though.
There's been changes, you know, that's made the game rally and last longer, you know, used to.
I like the rally scoring. Do you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be, you know, you couldn't do some of the hand calls and stuff they would call, and now they let it go on the first contact. And it's all to try to make the game more exciting for fans, you know, to create more, you know, excitement and rallies and longer play, so you can have more, you know, when you're there watching, more excitement to what you're doing. In some ways, it's good and bad. You know, it's you just got to adjust to it and keep on going. Every team's got to do it. It's not like one team's got it and one team don't. So, but it's overall, the game's faster and has a little more excitement to it.
You guys use a libero? Yeah. And now, let's describe your system. Some teams will even have a two-setter system. Most teams will have one. But describe your system. What do you guys try to accomplish? How do you go about it?
Well, right now we're running a 6-2, which is 2 setters.
There you go.
The setter goes back, serves, runs 3 rotations in the back, and sets from the back row. She goes to the front, someone comes in for her, and then a new setter comes in at the same time and sets in the back row. We have an option. We've ran 5-1-4 with 1 setter. Have 5 hitters that way. The other way, you still have six hitters, you just have two subs, so it works that way. The libero is pretty much coming in for like our middles. So when the middle front person goes back to serve, she can come in and serve and play defense for her. And then when she goes to the front row, the other middle comes back, same thing, she plays defense for her. So we're running 6-2 right now. And we talked about the other day, maybe the end of the year, it's not that way. You know, we really are still juggling a few things around it. Trying to see who can step it up and keep the spot, you know, or step it up and don't let somebody take it.
I guess your guys' job is to figure out the best way for this group to play.
Yes. Yeah. And sometimes it happens the first 2 weeks, you know, the seven or eight people is going to play all year, you know, just because the talent is that much different. The difference this year, I think, is we actually have more well-balanced talent where one night somebody's off, somebody steps in and they have an opportunity. And, you know, you have to be prepared for your opportunity. That's what I tell them all the time. It's like you may have start the first day, but there's always injuries. There's always an off night. Somebody's not feeling good. Somebody's shoulder's hurting. You have to be ready. When your opportunity comes, take it and run with it, you know. That's the hardest thing to get a kid to understand is, well, I'm not playing, so it's hard to work hard. And I understand that.
Sure.
She understands it too, you know. But it always happens where you have an injury, you have an off night, you have somebody that's got the flu or whatever. And your opportunity comes. If you're not ready, then you don't have an opportunity. You know, your opportunity's gone.
We're talking Mineral Area College Volleyball with Tim Copeland and Chelsea Polite. We're going to take this break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some of their matches coming up here over the next week and a half. You're listening to the Cardinal Conversation at Hubs Pub in Bonterre right here on J98.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. Do your repair quickly and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1 acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bonterre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
It's the Cardinal Conversation at Hubs Pub tonight in Bonterre on J98. We're talking Mineral Area College Volleyball with Tim Copeland and Chelsea Polite. Come on out, get some 50-cent traditional wings, 60-cent boneless wings, some great games on the tube tonight here at Hubs Pub as well. You've got Thursday Night Football, Patriots at Texans. Who's going to win that one, Chelsea?
Patriots.
Even with the third-string quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
All right, she's a Patriots fan. Clemson and Georgia Tech in the college game right now as well. We'd like to thank a few sponsors now. Let's thank Brad Wooten Auto Body of Ironton, Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve, Unico Bank of Potosi, DeLoge, and Irondale, and Crown Collision of Farmington. Let's take a look at some of the next few opponents. And I know we'll talk opponents, but let's talk event. Spike Fest coming up on Saturday. Really cool deal. You'll have a lot of high school teams in to play all day long. The Rotary does a nice job with that. Arcadia Valley, North County at 1. Bismarck Herculaneum at 2:15. Cape Notre Dame, St. Vincent at 3:30. Central and Farmington, that should draw them in at 4:45. And then you guys take on SWCC after that.
Yeah, the Rotary did a good job last year. They came to us and wanted to know if that would be something that we could do or they could do for us. And you know, we thought it would be a good opportunity to not only get high school, you know, players and teams in our gym to be able to watch some talent, you know, local talent like that, but also opportunities for them to take and play at the college gym and just have a different venue for them to play their match. So it worked out really good last year, I think, for them because they all wanted to get back in it, and for us, too, to have a little event before our game because now you have some, you know, local people and players and stuff to come watch ours at 6:30, so it worked out good for us.
Cool. Scout SWCC out for us. So what challenges will they present, guys?
Well, I know that last year they were down a little bit. They had a new coach that came in and really wasn't as much of a challenge as we was hoping they would be. This is the second year he's been there now, so he's recruiting-wise, again, the same thing. It takes a little while. I mean, it took us, you know, 3 years to get to where we kind of felt like we were now getting in the direction we wanted to go. It just takes a little time. But they're fairly big, you know, so I don't really know how good a block they're going to be. You know, we've kind of looked at who they played, stuff like that, and just kind of going off of those scores. But I haven't really looked at film and stuff yet.
Then after that, we're really looking forward to having you guys on the air. We're planning on 3 broadcast games. We'll have the 2 Jefferson games. The first one's Tuesday, and then we talked to Mike Overman about the Midnight Madness as well. We'll have that big matchup against West Plains. Looking forward to that. But Jefferson, at last check, I think they were ranked 11th in the country. That should be a great match.
Yeah.
I think so. I've heard great things about Jeffco. They always bring a team that competes. It's always one of those teams that, you know, it's a dogfight with us and them. We're pretty equally matched. I've heard that defensively they're pretty good, but I like our big hitters against them. I'm anxious to see the growth we've even seen just from the West Plains game and kind of the tiny fixes that Coach mentioned. It's going to be a good one. Hope it goes 5 sets and it's down to the last point.
Hope it goes 3 sets and you have no. Yeah. Just kidding. I do too. I always root for a great game. I was taking a look at some of your guys' numbers, and I always compare the attack percentage. I compare it to batting average. It's easy for me and my brain to do, and maybe people that don't know volleyball, I know there's more that goes into it. But basically, when you hit, if it's successful, you're credited with that. If it isn't successful, you're not. You guys are hitting 309. Your opponents are hitting 147, so that's domination. I'm sure that's reflective of how you're playing. 14-3. What do you guys think about that? Is that good number? Is that where you want to be?
Yeah, anything over, you know, 30-35%. You know, when you're talking about kill percentage, that's a high number. You know, as long as you're, it's kind of like batting average. You know, if you're at 300, you make
so
a lot
I did
of money.
A good comparison.
You know,
you make
a lot of money if you're at 300. You know, you miss 2 but get 1, you still make, you know, a good percentages. So no, it's a good percentage. You know, we're still trying to cut some of the errors. Just unforced errors is our biggest thing. You know, it's like you're gonna make errors because the other team's good and their block is good too and defense is good, but don't give them free points. You know, and that's the biggest thing. You know, if we're Tuesday night, you know, Saturday we got to play, we got to have a good, you know, good match. You know, Tuesday night's a region conference game, you know, at Jefferson. It'll be, you know, the crowd will be there. That's fill the stands night for them, so there'll be a lot of people there. You know, and just can't make mistakes and give them 3 points. You know, if we can eliminate our mistakes and only give up 5 out of 25, I like our chances. If we give up 10 or more, we're probably in trouble.
Right. Let's talk to some players. How about that?
You bet.
Yeah, who are we going to talk to, guys?
We're going to talk to the 3 captains and then Brianna, who's a sophomore from last year.
Great.
So we'll bring those 4 in and have an opportunity for them to talk a little bit.
Sounds good. We'll meet some players coming up next on the Cardinal Conversation at Hubs Pub, talking MAC volleyball tonight. And we'll meet the captains and some of the great players on this team coming up after this. 2-minute timeout on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
All right, we have the giggling volleyball team on the air with us here in the Mineral Area College. Ladies, Taylor, what's going on with these people over here?
I don't even know, honestly. I'm out of the loop, apparently.
We've got three captains with us, Jess Lindsay, Kaylee Brackett, and Taylor Covington, and Bree Seitz joins us as well on the Cardinal Conversation. We're talking MAC volleyball tonight at Hubs Pub. What's good to eat, ladies?
Hubs fries. Those
fries,
are good.
Okay.
I like the mozzarella sticks.
Nachos. Oh, you got a good cross section. What did you get, Kaylee?
I had mozzarella sticks and T-Ravs.
What?
T-Ravs. Toasted ravioli.
You must be from St. Louis.
How did you know?
Okay, there we go. Started out 12-0. Anyone jump in? I'm going to throw some lobs to you here. What was the key to the great start? Anybody? This is Jess.
I don't know.
I think it was just like our momentum going into it. We had a lot of energy. I know we played some teams that weren't too hot, but I think that we just picked it up and put it down there. So,
all right. So lots of energy going into it. Three losses in a row. Can be good, can be bad. Can get you down, but it could also help to make you improve. Mm-hmm. So which direction do you think you guys are going right now
improving.
After the three losses?
Improving. Yes.
Improving, yeah.
It's better to lose early than later on when it matters for that regional tournament. So
did the losses maybe reveal some flaws that maybe the wins wouldn't have revealed?
Yes.
So what are you guys working on then? What are you working to improve right now?
Blocking, yeah.
Hitter setter connection maybe.
Mm-hmm. What's the key to improving a blocking game?
The set, where it's set pretty much. I mean,
yeah, you just gotta set the block right.
Okay. Oh, see, I was thinking reading the set on the other side, but you're talking about actually setting the block.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's that mean?
That comes with reading the set.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Wherever the ball goes, you have to, the outside hitter has to set where the ball is.
Body has to be where they're hitting.
And who are the blockers at this table right now?
Sometimes.
Everyone. We're on radio. You can't raise your hand. You have to speak out, remember? Yeah. So all you guys are working on trying to become better blockers.
I don't block.
You don't block. What do?
I set.
You set. All right, first I'm going to ask you about setting, but first of all, hitters. How is she as a setter?
She's good.
She's good.
She set for us last year. We run a quick offense with her. Mm-hmm.
So you throw a lot of shoot sets out there?
I try,
Try to do speedy?
I try.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have to know which hitter likes and is able to hit what kind of set the best?
Yeah.
So tell me about some of your best hitters and what you have to do and where you try to set them.
Taylor's pretty adverse. She can really hit anything. Threes, ones, sixes, slides. I feel more comfortable setting her a lot of times in the middle. I set Kaylee for one rotation, and like she can hit anything too. I set Jane two of the rotations that I'm in, and not off the net and a little bit higher, and not so like shoot-ish, more of a, like a lob.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the backside, well, my right sides change every single game, so I couldn't tell you on those.
Who's the biggest hitter?
The like tallest or like the strongest?
No, the person that just you think the floor is going to break on the other
side. Well, if I had to go to a point, I'd probably go to Kaylee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consider the most consistent hitter, because that's a different thing.
She's powerful, probably
pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm. Smiling, Kaylee. That was a very nice statement. Who has the best vertical on the team?
Jane. She
kick them.
Kick them. That's a great name. Who's the strongest player?
Like strong.
who would win an arm wrestling contest?
Lala.
Lala.
Mm-hmm. Latiana.
Latiana.
Yeah, Latiana.
What's her last name?
Burns.
Where's she from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. You guys know your teammates well. This is good. Who's the messiest?
Bailey.
Yeah.
My roommate.
Annika.
Yeah, Annika.
No, she's not the messiest.
Really? Bailey is?
Bailey's. I went into her room and I could not see the floor.
Oh, God.
Who's the brainiest? Anybody walk around with a book all the time?
Taylor. I say Bree.
Smart.
Bree. She's smart.
I say Taylor.
Our team's smart. We have the highest GPA almost every year. So.
Do you?
We did last year, too. We have 4.0.
That's great.
Don't ask me.
That's a brainy team, then. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you guys study.
I'm going to do nursing.
Jess does nursing.
Yes.
Physical. Do physical therapy.
Kaylee's PT.
PT.
Bree, right? PT.
Education.
And Taylor's going to go education.
Yep.
Do you want to teach then?
Yeah, I want to teach middle school math.
Cool.
Yeah.
Coach?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully someday. We'll see.
All right, good. Big game coming up. The Spike Fest. I think that's going to bring a lot of people into the gym. You know, you're going to have high school teams in there, and you guys will wrap it up on Saturday. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't nod. You can't nod. Yes. You have to say yes.
Yes.
Yes, Chad.
Yes.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
Jeffco ranked 11th in the country. How big is that one coming up? Are you guys looking forward to that
yes,
one?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
You know anything about Jeffco?
Yes.
What do you know about Jeffco?
They have their middle hitter returning at a friends with that was like our biggest enemy last year. She was putting balls down the whole time, the whole game.
All right, so she's your scouting person, right? Go to her to learn about other teams.
But they did lose a lot of players.
Yeah,
they did lose
a lot of players.
They lost their two All-Americans and their lead killer.
Okay. Good program.
We have a very big advantage.
We're going to be broadcasting that game, okay?
Good.
So you have to do really well on that one.
We will.
And then we're going to broadcast Midnight Madness. And we're going to broadcast. Well, that's the West Plains. West Plains. You got to play West Plains again.
Yeah, I'm ready to play them again.
What happened there?
We just couldn't finish.
Yeah. Nope.
We hung the whole time. We just couldn't finish.
Close games.
Very close.
Very close.
Okay.
2 points.
All right.
Yeah.
But you guys are now getting better, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We're prepared.
Are you guys glad that you chose Mac?
Yes.
Good choice for you. Don't start Taylor. What attracted you to Mac?
I really wanted to get away from home. I mean, I had an option to go to a school that I had and playing volleyball. I really want that. Enjoy it a lot.
Good. You're listening to 98KTJJ of Farmington with it, and we'll roll the punches back here, but want to stay on the air a little bit longer with the players. Kaylee, why'd you come back, and how's it working out for you?
It's been going good. It's a good transition from high school. As a family, we're family on and off the court.
go out to dinner all the time with coaching them. We'll hang out as teammates all the time. Good. So,
how about you, Jess?
It's far enough away from home that I could get away, but I could also go home on the weekend if I wanted to. It's like 2 hours.
Where's home?
Dexter.
Okay.
And I liked how it was small, but it was like, it's still college. Like, it was, like, you still knew people and you could, like, connect, like, your teachers asked how your games go and, like, stuff like that. Like, it wasn't huge.
Don't get lost there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't huge, and you didn't feel like you were just barely existing. Like,
yeah. How about you, Bree?
Free college. That's always nice.
That's great.
Also, I live at home. It's about a 40-minute drive, which is super nice. Imperial, Missouri.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was super nice. I'm able to drive home like for the day.
Jeffco's got to be really big for you. That's right next door.
Yeah, I mean that's where a lot of my friends from high school go because that's the community college that everybody goes to. All right. So,
ladies, thanks for joining me. It was fun coming to practice and talking to you guys that one day, and we're looking forward to broadcasting your match as well. Thanks for coming on with us on the Cardinal Conversation.
Thank you.
All right, you betcha. I think they've got more food they're going to go eat, too. We're looking forward to broadcasting the game on Tuesday against Jeffco. We're also looking forward to football Friday night tomorrow night on all of our stations. North County at Hillsborough right here on J98. On AM 800, Sykeston at Farmington for homecoming. Festus at Windsor on AM 1400 KJF and Fredericktown at DeSoto as our web TV exclusive at MIMOinfo.com. Thanks so much for helping us out and running our action, Greg. We appreciate that. And let's take one more break here, and then we'll be back with a few more players as we'll extend the show just a little bit here at Hubs Pub. So a timeout, and we'll be back to Hubs Pub after this.
It is time once again for a grand text giveaway keyword. The keyword this hour, courtesy of St. Paul GM Country I-55 at the Herculaneum exit. Text the keyword emoji to 77000 in the next 5 minutes, and you could win $1,000. Again, the keyword is emoji. Text it right now to 77000.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Back at Hubs Pub on the Cardinal Conversation, and our focus tonight is Mineral Area College volleyball. Four more student athletes with us. We'll stay right here at North County, Bonterre, as Emily Eaton joins us, Hunter Vargo from Farmington, Sam Feeney from Cape, and we're going to head overseas, Tiana Milicic. Did I get that right?
Kind of.
Okay. All right, you do it for me then.
All right, it's Milicic.
Milicic.
Yes. I go by T.
T? That's way easier, isn't it?
All right.
So how do you go from, what is the name of the town that you're from?
I'm from Belgrade.
Belgrade.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you go from Belgrade, Serbia, to Mineral Area College?
Well, a couple years ago, my friend finished this school, and she told me about MAC, about coach, about volleyball here. So I decided to come here to finish first 2 years and then to move on.
That's terrific. Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah. It's a great time.
Had you been to America before?
Oh, never.
Was it scary?
Well, it was first time. I mean, last year when I got here for the first time, it was kind of scary, and I didn't know anyone or anything. But this year is way much easier. Like, it's so much easier than last year.
That's great. How much has your English improved?
Well, I can't say that. I think it's better. I think it's really, really better than the last year. But I'm not the person who can, like, discuss about it. Maybe I can ask some of other girls who was here last year, but I think it's better.
Is her English improving?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're on the radio and everyone understands you. So, yeah, well done. All right, good. Hunter Vargo from Farmington, you're running a defensive specialist, right?
Right.
Okay, how's that going for you?
It's good. I mean, it's tough, but it's fun.
What's so hard about it? Come on, it's easy.
Well, I would say, reading the ball, I mean, it all depends on where your block is, and if it's not set, it can go anywhere. So, I mean, it's a guessing game, honestly.
Yeah. Are you a better player now than you were last year at this time?
Definitely.
How? How'd you improve?
I mean, reading the ball-wise is key in defense. Being where you're supposed to be and just getting more playing time and being out on the court more, that helps you see things better, know where things are going to be.
You said you guess, but let's say you anticipate. How about that?
Right.
That better?
Yes, anticipating.
Yeah. Because I know you don't. I mean, you're reading what's going on over there, right?
Yes.
How many bruises do you have right now?
I don't know.
Just one big one?
Roughly, maybe like 20.
Emily, are you a big hitter, just like you were in high school?
Yeah, but instead of playing middle, I'm playing right side.
Okay, and how's that different? How's that changed things for you?
It was definitely a big change because it's a completely different approach. Like in middle, I was always running like faster stuff, but on the backside, I kind of have to wait a little bit, and that was really hard for me to do because I just wanted to take off, and the ball was so far behind me. So it's getting better. But yeah.
Are you getting better too?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've definitely improved a lot because like I had a lot of issues with dropping my arm and all that stuff, and I feel like it's really getting fixed now. So
you want to hit it at the highest point possible,
right? Yeah.
And so you're working on that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Sam, what's your role? What position do you play, and what's your role? Sam Feeney from Cape.
My position would be setter or like defense, back row. So that's kind of what I play.
So do you guys? Coach Copeland was telling me that you guys run a two-setter basically offense, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're one of those.
No, I'm not. We have two other ones that set, but it's really interesting to watch them play and like understand like how I'm supposed to, whenever I go out there, what I'm supposed to do as well.
Okay. Okay. And so you'd run sometimes setter,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes deep. So you're like a utility player. When
yeah.
I think about utility players are so important because they'll call on you when they really need something done, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I played outside for a tournament one time. He told me to go in, and he left me in there to play front row. And I've never played outside before, but it was interesting.
You did a great job, so it's okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. It seems like this team has gelled really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, did you guys have team activities? Does everyone just get along? How did that happen?
Well, I mean, we've all kind of known each other because we've played against each other at one time or another, and whether it be school or club. I mean, besides tea, we really never played against tea.
Yeah, or Serbia.
But, I mean, once we came, everybody, so, I mean, it wasn't any different. It was just coming. So.
Cool. All right. Just a few years. But, no? Is this the first year?
I don't know.
Oh, you're just saying you didn't play in it.
Yeah.
Okay, second year. So, okay. So, apparently, neither North County or Farmington played in the Spike Fest last year. I think that'll be pretty cool. That'd be fun as high school player,
yeah.
Wouldn't it, to come and do that?
Yeah.
So, that's coming up on Saturday. All right, what's your favorite food in Serbia, T?
In Serbia?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. For example, it's like eat beans. Like
beans?
Yeah.
Beans are the best food in Serbia?
I mean, yeah. But my grandma make it. It's the best.
Grandma beans.
Yeah.
That's better than just beans.
Yeah, that's better.
Grandma beans, yeah. What's your favorite food in America?
Oh, there is no good food here.
Don't say beans.
No,
there's no good food here.
Oh, like, all food is fast food. Oh, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't see something really special.
Hunter, make her some grandma beans. Okay.
All right. I mean, you should. All right.
All right. Well, we need to get some grandma beans. What's the best thing at Host Pub? What'd you guys have? Good stuff? Did you guys eat?
Yeah, I had cheesesteaks. Cheesesteaks were really good.
I heard they're good.
That we had.
Yeah. All right. More of the same?
Yeah.
We shared.
For Hunter? All right. Mm-hmm. Did you have a good meal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What'd you have, Sam?
I had chicken tenders and cheese sticks and potato skins, just like tea.
Yeah.
It's
delicious. Good. I like it.
Yeah, so T said there's no good food, and you just named half the menu that she just consumed. What are you studying, Sam?
Nursing major.
Great.
So right now I'm just getting my gen eds done, but...
Are you in the Mac? Going to be in the Mac nursing program then, or are you on?
I haven't really decided yet. Okay. It's all kind of up.
IT, what are you studying?
My major is business and economy.
Okay, good.
I finished, like, economic high school, so I'm trying to move on economy.
Do you want to take your education and back to school, or do you want, what do you want to do?
Well, honestly, so far now, but my plan for now is to, like, try to find some university for next year and to stay for next 2 years to finish my 5 year here and to apply for a green card. Maybe stay here, maybe not. I still don't know.
All right. You'll have to go back at some point to get some more beans.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Hunter, what are you studying?
Biology.
What do you want to do with that?
Physician's assistant.
Great. Okay. So you have a lot of school ahead, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's okay. Good. And how's school going? Going good?
It's good. I'll graduate this year.
You took a lot of hours in then. Okay. So are you going to move on next year? Are you going to go to a different college?
Yes.
Do you know what you're going to do?
I'm probably going to go to
Mizzou. Okay. And then continue with your physician's assistant degree. Great. How about you, Emily?
I'm going to major in education and then hopefully later coach is what I want to do.
Do you know what you'd like to teach?
I want to get my elementary education, so I'm hoping like first or second grade is what I'd want to do.
I could see you coaching a bunch of different sports. Do you want to coach volleyball or?
I kind of want to do volleyball and basketball.
Like that? So, okay. Do you miss basketball? It isn't basketball season yet.
Yeah,
so.
It's not. I feel like I watch the girls practice and stuff and I really miss it. And then other times, I don't know. It's just really weird. It's upsetting sometimes. Because my dad was really big into basketball and stuff. And that's what he was. He didn't say he wanted me to play basketball, but we knew that he wanted me to because he's coached me since I was little. But yeah, it's just weird. It's going to be weird this year.
Good. Okay, we're going to broadcast your game on Tuesday against Jeffco. So we'll expect you to do really well at the Spike Fest Saturday and then face the 7 team on Tuesday. Going to be dynamite, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining me on the show. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. Fun to talk to the student athletes and the volleyball team members. And Hunter Vargo, I'm going to say it, Tijana Milicic from Serbia, Belgrade, Serbia, and Sam Feeney from Gerardo. I appreciate the ladies taking a little time with us on the program today right here on J98. Let's see. I think, are we done with players for now? I think so. Let's bring Mike on one more time, and we'll wrap up from here at Hubs Pub. Okay, we're done with the players, so that's great. Spike Fest coming up on Saturday, and we talked about Tuesday. And then, as we were talking about earlier, Mike, the baseball, the softball teams, and the golf teams still rolling this next week as well, right?
Correct, yeah. And thanks again for having us on tonight and having everyone on. And wanted to thank Hubs Pub again and Brandon Hubbard and everything he does. Appreciate him hosting us over here. And I got me a Philly cheesesteak, and I was excited about that.
You predicted you would get that.
I polished off pretty quick, too. It was delicious.
I think I might be leaning that way.
You've probably been watching everybody eat the whole time.
I'm starving. Yeah, I'm ready to go. I should wrap this up, shouldn't I?
So, we're excited. Very excited about the Spike Fest. I know we touched on the Spike Fest a little bit earlier. We touched on Midnight Madness a little bit earlier, but those are two big events that we're very excited about. And come on out this Saturday and watch some volleyball. We've got a lot going on over the college like we spoke of earlier, and looking forward to the Spike Fest. And then, like you just mentioned, MAC baseball, softball, both be in action this weekend. Region 16 Sophomore Showcase for our baseball team on Saturday in Ozark, Missouri, real close to Springfield. And then our softball team will take on Central Methodist on Friday in Fayette, and then Sunday they'll have their alumni game over at the sports complex at 1:00. So lots of stuff going on with MAC athletics right now.
Okay, thanks for bringing everybody out.
Thanks a lot, Chad. Yeah. Appreciate everything.
Mike Overman, athletic director there at Mineral Area College. We want to thank Tim Copeland and Chelsea Polite for coming on with us, as well as several volleyball players. Had a fun time here at Hubs Pub. We'll do it again next month. And remember, listen in every Saturday morning on AMA 100 KREI, where Mike Overman will join me on the Cardinal Conversation there. I'm Chad Speaker, and thank you much, Greg Armbruster, back in the studio for engineering and operating our show tonight. We'll say so long from Hubs Pub on Kickin' Country. K98 The Boot.
We now send you back to your regularly scheduled programming across regional radio.